you know, people are really taking this loss hard because he was such a well-liked student.
Tapestry's brand new high school principal, Dan DiCamillo, dealing with the horrific tragedy. Only 2 days into his new job, he worked quickly Tuesday getting the word out about the student's death to the entire school community through emails and robocalls. NFTA officials say it appears Cass Sonko willfully entered the Utica station, jumping onto the tracks and running along them when he was struck and killed by a train. The motive is still under investigation, but no foul play is suspected. Principal DiCamillo tells WBFO News the school is open, providing a common space to grieve the loss of the students.
Our assistant principal, Ben Willis, is also reaching out to students who he knows that they were close with to make sure that they're aware of kind of what's been going on and what happened and the services and supports that we're providing. But also knowing that, you know, it's going to be an ongoing thing and students deal with grief in various different ways. We want to make sure that we have an open space for them to come and to share their sadness and also just to come together as a school community.
Students, families, and staff trying to cope with the death of the student will have a chance to talk about their feelings with counselors between 1:30 and 4:30 today.
You know, he's really well revered by his peers and by staff and got along well with peers and with all students and staff that he came in contact with.
The student was a refugee from the Congo and became a citizen just 3 years ago. He arrived at Tapestry as a ninth grader and would have been heading into his senior year when the new school year begins this September. Counseling will be offered throughout the summer and into the new school year as needed.
You know, it's a tragedy. I mean, losing any loved one, we can only imagine, especially losing a child, is devastating.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.